Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
One of the questions we got earlier said, do we ask if we think that Brock Purdy is seeing the field better than Jimmy G? I 100% think he's seeing the field better than Jimmy G. Not only is he seeing the field better than Jimmy G, he's a significantly faster processor than Jimmy G, which is equally as important. So he is able to process pre-snap what he's looking at, and then also process post-snap, as opposed to Jimmy G, who can process pre-snap, but then he predetermines his reads. And then if it's a disguise, he's throwing into coverage. Brock Purdy isn't, we haven't seen many throws from Brock Purdy where he's throwing into coverage where it's like, why are you throwing it there? A lot of his misses are inaccurate in nature, more than they are a bad read, right? So, and then not only that, but he tends to get to more reads than Jimmy Garoppolo does as well. And that's that processing. So 100%, I think. And again, that's no shade to Jimmy Garoppolo. That's just what I have noticed. And that was one of the things that I was most excited about with Trey Lance, was all the talk about his football IQ, his processing speed. Steve Young said it himself. Trey Lance is a super processor. Like, Trey Lance can do this too. I think Trey Lance's biggest deficiency right now is lack of game reps to read the field and recognize pre and post snap. And then second, just a slower release than Brock Purdy has. You know, Brock Purdy models his game after Dan Marino. It's why he wears number 13. It was his dad was a huge Dolphins fan. Dan Marino was his dad's favorite player. Brock Purdy watched a lot of film of Dan Marino, tries to model his game after Dan Marino. Not a bad dude to model your game after, for sure. But yeah, he's been incredible. But I think, you know, we brought up Brock Purdy, we brought up Brandon Ayuk. We have to bring up Christian McCaffrey now. It's almost to the point now where he comes out in a 49er uniform and I got to be like, oh, that's right. Like, the Carolina Panthers had Christian McCaffrey and they traded him away. And not only did they trade him away, they traded him away to the San Francisco 49ers. They traded him away to Kyle Shanahan. I guarantee the rest of the league is like, Scott Fitterer is public enemy number one for at least every GM in the NFC, right? Because they're like, how could you let Kyle Shanahan get Christian McCaffrey? Because he has quite literally transformed this offense. Mm-hmm. And
he's been an MVP candidate lately over the 10 games he's been with the Niners, for sure.
Can you, Jalen Hurts, obviously, we saw what happened with Gardner Minshew. Although last week, Gardner Minshew and that Eagles offense put it on what is most people think is one of the better defenses in the NFL and in the Cowboys. They're injured. I get it. But regardless, if you take Christian McCaffrey off this team has 6 wins, 7 wins, not double digit wins. I can guarantee you that, not with Elijah Mitchell out again. Right.
So they have 12. Maybe they're at 9. Maybe I think they would have had a little bit more than that, but he's transformed them to the point where they've been whooping people, you know, up until this week, and they still scored a lot.
Debo Samuel has missed the last 2 games. And they have not missed a beat. Haven't missed a beat because they have Christian McCaffrey.
74 like points, Christian, right? Last
game. Yeah. So, and then Christian McCaffrey on the ground against the Raiders was super impressive. Mm-hmm. Super impressive.
Yeah, he had that stretch where he was struggling a little bit to run, but that seems to be a thing of the past now.
It certainly does. They've hit, no pun intended, they've hit the ground running with the run game now. But
it's just crazy.
That was a Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk game. They carried the offense.
And you trade for somebody at that point in the season, and you know it takes time to get acclimated or whatever. The offense runs through him and has run through him. It's been crazy. And I think that this is what Kyle Shanahan wanted to do with Jerick McKinnon. Yep. Remember when he said after McKinnon blew his knee out and someone asked him what you have to change, and he was like, pretty much everything.
My whole offense,
And I kind of said to myself, like, really, dude? Really? For Jerick McKinnon?
I thought the same thing.
But now, even though McKinnon's doing a terrific job in Kansas City, he's catching the ball great. He's been playing really well there. But I thought, really? But now that I see what he's doing with McCaffrey, I get it. Because now he's got this running back that can do this, and the offense is running through him. And in 10 games as a Niner, he's got 701 rushing yards, 49 catches for 430 yards. He has 9 total TDs plus, and then there's the touchdown pass that he threw too, so 10 total TDs. He's got 198 touches for 1131 scrimmage yards in those 10 games. If you look at that through a 17 game season, it would be just about 1200 yards rushing, 83 catches for 731 yards, and about 1900 all purpose yards in around 16 TDs. That's an insane season. That's an MVP level.
That's an MVP season.
And to think what he's done with him, it's great. And like you said, the rest of the league looking at it has to think, they may have given the 49ers the NFC title by trading McCaffrey to them, because he's made that much of a difference. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Anything can happen, but McCaffrey's made that much of a difference for the offense.
Yeah. And Brock Purdy isn't doing what Brock Purdy is doing without Christian McCaffrey on this team. I can guarantee that as well.
That's fair.
Christian McCaffrey raised Jimmy Garoppolo's game, finally gave him an outlet, right? That he knew that he could trust was there. And the same thing with Brock Purdy. Can you imagine, like, just put yourself in the shoes of this rookie quarterback knowing, hey, on any pass play, I've got Christian McCaffrey as my outlet and he's going to be open every time. All I got to do is get him the ball. And so that level of security for a quarterback is massive. It's just massive because there's always an answer. Kyle Shanahan gives you the answers to the test in his offense for any quarterback. It's why they say it's a quarterback friendly offense. It's why they talk about Kyle Shanahan wanting to play Madden with his quarterback, right? His scheme gives all the answers to the quarterback pre-snap. All they have to do is execute. Add to that a security blanket, the level of Christian McCaffrey, while also having Deebo Samuel and George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. And I think you start to understand, oh man, like this team and the way it's built, like it is, as long as the quarterback doesn't burn the house down, which wasn't always guaranteed with Jimmy Garoppolo,
right?
You're gonna be successful. That's the team that they've built. And so, you know, we're getting to the end of the season. There's gonna be end of the season awards. You know, coach of the year is likely probably gonna go to Nick Sirianni. But the fact that the 49ers are the 2 seed in the NFC. And they are playing their third quarterback who has started 4 games, right, for them. Their third quarterback who is a 7th-round rookie. And they're the 2 seed. And with a victory on Sunday and an Eagles loss will be the 1 seed. I mean, I don't know how he's not in the conversation, if not the winner. And then you look at the other side, and it's, I think John Lynch deserves executive of the year because the depth that this team has, I mean, look at the number of like on the defensive side of the ball, right? Kinlaw goes down, Armstead goes down, Givens goes down, like the entire defensive tackle room goes down. And yet they've got T.Y. McGill who makes meaningful plays and they've got, they've got Hassan Ridgeway who has played meaningful snaps and made meaningful plays. Like, and then you look at Emmanuel Mosley goes down. Diamador Lenore steps in and plays incredibly well. He's had two rough weeks, and we'll get to the defense in a second. But then on the other side of the ball, right? Aaron Banks starts the season very good, goes down to injury. You get to plug Daniel Brunskill, a player you can trust to just plug in and not have to worry about it on the offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Colton McKivitz steps in for Trent Williams, doesn't miss a beat, right? Like, just the depth that this team has. Somebody said it earlier. I mean, again, I don't think there's been a better team building job, and I don't think there's been a better coaching job in the NFL. Now, granted, I view the world through a red and gold lens. So there is that. But I mean, even objectively, I think you got to give it to them. And then I also think that hands down, D'Amico Ryans should be assistant coach of the year. So it's just an impressive. This is 2019 aside, this is the season that people should look back on and go, Kyle Shanahan established himself as one of the best coaches in the NFL 100%. In 2022.
It was ready to go either way when they were 3-4. It really was.
100%.
He's totally changed the narrative to the point now where I agree he's a top, whatever, 5-6 coach, I think. Yeah. And he's had an amazing season. 3 out of the last 4 years now, 10-plus wins. 3 out of the last 4 years, playoffs. What he's done with three different quarterbacks this year. All the injuries. He's done a phenomenal job. Phenomenal. Yeah. And we do have to get to the defense because there's a lot to talk about there, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.